BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Divers searching the shipwrecked South Korean ferry have for the first time recovered bodies from inside the vessel. Officials said they broke through glass to retrieve three bodies, bringing the number of confirmed dead to 36. More than 250 people are still missing, many of them children. Strong currents, poor visibility and high waves have been hampering the operation. Our correspondent Jonathan Head reports from nearby Jindo.
The divers were saying they'd attempted 40 times to get to the main parts of the submerged hull where they believe most of the passengers are trapped, but could not get in because of the currents and poor visibility. This is a very, very big operation. There are a lot of ships out there, an awful lot of divers. And the relatives find it very hard to believe they can't make progress, but these are very, very strong currents out there. The ship is lying between 10 and 37 metres below the surface, and they're in very treacherous conditions for the diver to operate.
Dozens of people have been killed in a cattle raid in Warab State in South Sudan, a local official has said. The official told South Sudanese media that 28 civilians had been killed. He said police had killed three times as many attackers. Our Africa editor James Copnell reports.
The full picture about this attack has not yet emerged. However, this sort of incident is depressingly common in South Sudan. Every year, thousands of people die in inter-ethnic clashes and cattle raids, often as part of a deadly cycle of revenge attacks. Many civilians are armed, and cattle are vital in part because young men need them as dowries to get married. It is not yet clear whether the Warab State incident has any links to South Sudan's civil war. Troops loyal to the former vice president have been fighting the government since December.
One of Pakistan's best-known journalists, Hamid Mir, has been injured in an attack in Karachi. A police investigator, Raja Omar Khattab, said Mr. Mir was on his way to his office when he was shot.
According to initial reports, Hamid Mir arrived at the airport using a rental car with a guard. He was going to his Karachi office. There was a new bridge near the airport where a traffic jam was. The attacker walked up to his car and opened fire. Mir received 3-4 bullets. The attacker then used a motorcycle to flee the scene.
It's not known who carried out the attack, but Mr. Mir's brother says the journalist had recently told his family he'd received threats from Pakistan's main intelligence agency, the ISI, because of his views. The headmistress of the Nigerian school from which over 100 schoolgirls were abducted on Monday is asking the Nigerian authorities to do more to secure their release. She also pleaded with the group holding the girls to have mercy on them. Officials say 44 of the girls have escaped their captors and 85 are still missing. World News from the BBC. Japan has begun construction work on a military radar station on a Japanese island off Taiwan in a move likely to anger China. The new base on Yonaguni is just 150 kilometres from the Japanese-held islands of Senkaku, claimed by China as the Jiayou Islands. Correspondents say it could give Japan the ability to expand surveillance to near the Chinese mainland. The Japanese defence minister suggested his country's military presence could be extended to other islands in the seas southwest of mainland Japan. Four French journalists who were kidnapped in Syria by Islamist militants last June have been freed. They were found blindfolded and with their hands bound by Turkish soldiers on the border with Syria. One of the four, Didier Francois, said it was very nice to see the sky again after long months in captivity. The brother of hostage Nicolas Hennin, Jérôme, told the BBC they had not suffered physical ill-treatment.
There were certainly moments of great loneliness and despair. But, you know, despite that, I think the moment of the release seems to overcome all of this. And apparently there's enough resilience that it seems like he can go back to normal, hopefully.
Two people have died in Saudi Arabia of the severe respiratory virus known as MERS. The deaths bring to 76 the overall number of people who've died of the virus. The new deaths took place in the kingdom's second largest city of Jeddah in the west, raising fears that the virus has started spreading from its concentration point in the east. Colombia will pay tribute to the man many consider to be the country's greatest son, the author Gabriel Garcia Marquez, in a ceremony at the National Cathedral in Bogota on Tuesday. President Juan Manuel Santos will attend, but it's not clear whether Gabriel Garcia Marquez's relatives will be present. His family will attend a memorial ceremony in Mexico City on Monday. BBC News.